You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. So I want to dive in today and talk about something that is very, very much on my mind, and I have a feeling that is on a lot of your minds as well. And there's several kind of decisions or thought processes that are kind of coming and going on a daily basis for me. But just overall, this, you know, big life questions are up right now. And so I want to talk today about making these big decisions for yourself and your family amongst so much uncertainty and question marks and just really a lot of loose ends. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of pieces to this. I want to kind of share, you know, first and foremost, I think this is prominent for this applies to everybody. I think those of us that are moms and that are running families, it's very high on our list. With school coming up, for those of you that are not in the United States, we typically start school somewhere between middle of August and September. I know that Australia, different parts of the world have different schedules, but we've been technically on summer break for the last month or two. And so, you know, as kind of the conversation starts to occur around, are we going back? Are we not? Amongst the, at the same time, COVID levels are really increasing in several states. They are in my state and my city of Los Angeles. And it's just it's a real big conversation is, you know, what does that decision look like? Are we sending our kids back to school or not? You know, do we want to be living in a big city or not? You know, what is our comfortability level at, you know, with seeing other people? In what ways can we move our business fully online? Like, there's just all of these questions that are really, really, really up. And so I wanted to do a podcast around this, number one, because it feels like my energy is here. And I know that if these are the conversations that are going on in my head, most likely they're going on in a lot of your heads as well. And what I want to share is that I definitely do not have all the answers, right? Like, this is not like, oh, do what Heidi's doing or I definitely don't have the answers. But I do think that it's important to at least name and kind of just like flush out, like, yeah, like we're all kind of going through this. We're like, a lot of people are having to make these really big decisions and really question things that we've never questioned before. I'm having a lot of, you know, side conversations with mom friends of mine, with my parents, with Kenny. In my particular case, Kenny and I move at very, very different speeds, and we make decisions in a radically different way, which can be very challenging for me. I like to talk things out. I like to make decisions very quickly. I like to make plans and get into action. And God bless my husband. You know, he's a Libra, and he very much like weighs both sides. And I've learned over time to respect his process and to give him a lot of space. And that actually supports, it's like the perfect balance for me wanting to move super, super quick. Like, he really creates a lot of space, but it's in the moment of me wanting to make decisions, it feels very uncomfortable. It's like, I just want to talk through this. So, you know, I really lean on my mom. I lean on my girlfriends. I lean on my spiritual mentor, who's kind of like my therapist. So that's kind of where I have the conversations. And then oftentimes I bring to him a bit more of like, it's not that I've made the decision. I'm like very clear inside of my body where I'm at on something. Even if it's like, I'm clearly in the inquiry, instead of kind of wanting to use him as my sounding board. So that might be helpful for some of you. And I also just think it's good to talk about, which is why, I mean, I think I'm recording this podcast maybe more for myself than anybody, but it's just, it's so healthy to just talk it out. Again, whether it's with a friend or a therapist, and just get it all out there, because as it's like swarming in your head, it can feel like there's so much, and there is right now. There is so much. There's so much up. There's so much uncertainty. And it also feels like the pressure is kind of mounting, you know, like what was kind of like a droplet, like a little seed of like, oh yeah, maybe we'd like want to do something or change it up, or, you know, huh, I wonder what Harrison's going to do for school next year. Like even just a couple weeks ago or a month ago, it was just like a little seed. And now as we're getting closer to school starting, numbers are going up, blah, 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 blah. It feels like it's a more heightened conversation. It just feels like the pressure is on. So, you know, I want to just first and foremost name that all of this can be incredibly anxiety provoking. And so if you find yourself, you know, in angst, feeling anxiety, even if it's just like a low grade, you know, like irritability, like very, very, very normal. And all the things that I always talk about around working your inner process and, you know, taking full dominion, are more important than ever right now. And it is the way that I am staying sane, and just staying very grounded in my body as I kind of move through the day to day. Because there's like, you know, it's like life goes on, and then there's these kind of bigger looming questions overhead. But the reality is like I can't make them on a day. Like I'm not going to make that decision today. I'm just going to keep moving forward. And I also want to name that I, you know, in this conversation, I'm very aware of the reality that I have a lot of choice and I have a lot of privilege. So I get that not everybody has this much choice, that not everyone has this much space or just an amount of choice. And I feel incredibly grateful and with the ability that I have to be able to have some flexibility around different choices that I make for our family. So, you know, for us personally, it feels, for me personally, it feels like the biggest question up in the moment and the biggest decision is what's happening with Harrison and school next year. We have put down a deposit to go to a private school, which I am and I was very, very excited about. We have not heard from them too much around what their plans are. I have heard from a few other friends, like what they're getting from both public and private schools. And it doesn't seem ideal. It doesn't seem ideal what I'm hearing in terms of what it's going to look like. And I think a lot of this has to do with mandated state to state. Obviously, there's things going on a national level with our president. So there's so many layers. I'm not going to get into all those nuances right now. I mostly want to speak to really empowering each of us to make decisions that are right for ourselves and our family. And this is a time where we're not going to have the answers outside of us. Like we're not going to find the answers from, even if it's, you know, the teacher, you know, principal, head of school. It's like even when they share with us certain guidelines, we all still have to make decisions of what's our comfortability level and what's right for our family. And there's a lot to take into consideration. So for us personally, just to share with you my own process, you know, I was very excited about this school. It does feel like a really, really good fit for many different reasons. And Harrison is very academic. He's very bright. He's very precocious, as a lot of you know, from seeing the back end of our life. And he's very smart and he needs to be challenged. He needs to be stimulated. And I felt like this school was actually a good place for that. And so as I'm looking at, even if they go to school, you know, a couple days a week, am I going to be the one homeschooling him at home? Am I going to have extra support? Am I going to hire some type of college kid or tutor? If I start thinking about hiring a tutor to support him at home with his schoolwork now, am I paying for both private school and tutoring, which just truly just feels like crazy to me. Am I even going to want him to go to school given the certain mandates that they're putting on or that they may, what that might look like? And the other thing that I'm just now starting to consider is, you know, would we do some type of homeschooling pod with a couple of kids, and what would that look like? So there's a lot up, and it's taking up a lot of my brain space, and you know, there's a lot to consider. So, you know, I am personally not, I'm not super, super like hyper nervous or critical, you know, I'm not super nervous about the virus, but I am concerned about what's going to happen in the winter when I think that we're going to see a second wave of this. So that's kind of a big question. You know, that's like the biggest question, I think, for any, most of us moms. I'm sure that is a huge question that is up right now. And depending on the age of your kids and their learning style and how much socialization they need, you know, there's just a lot of different parts. I do feel, I guess I feel lucky that Harrison is not a super social kid. He really is happy being with us. He needs socialization for his own development and growth. And we kind of get that from like neighbor kids and our close friends that he sees. So being in a school with like, you know, tons and tons and tons of kids, that's not like my biggest concern for his, like as long as he's got his, you know, his little pod, he's going to be fine. And then for him, it's mostly just being challenged academically, which is why I think having some extra support, you know, I know my own capabilities and just like, again, and say this with a lot of privilege, like I don't want to spend every single day, I don't want to become a teacher. And I know so many of you did that for the spring, and it felt temporary, right? It was like, oh, this is just like, we're temporarily getting through this. We're going to go on summer break, and then we're going to be back to things in the fall. And I think as I look of like this potentially being a whole nother year of this, we have to look a little further out and go, how do I want this to manifest, and how do I want this to play out? So, you know, that kind of comes along with like the question is like, what is our comfortability level as a family with other kids, you know, seeing other people, them being in each other's houses. Again, a lot of things to consider. And then just, you know, this kind of bigger question is like, I know so many of you are asking this question is like, where do we want to live? What kind of house do we want to be in? What location do we want to be in? A big city. One of my former clients and friends, you know, were living in this really great townhouse or condo in Santa Monica, and they packed up and moved their family to Encinitas and rented a house, northern San Diego. I'm very inspired by that because some of you know that's a place that I love. We're going there in a couple of weeks. We've had friends, one of our neighbors they have dual citizenship. They're moving to Canada in a month. They've got little kids. Another family just moved from a small house. They moved into our neighborhood to a big house. Like there's just changes like everywhere, like more than ever all around me. And I can't help but look at Kenny and go like, should we be doing this? You know, should we be asking questions? We have a beautiful home to be in and I love it. And there's also some things going on in my city, like so close to where we live that, I am questioning, you know, homelessness is rising and, I am absolutely looking at ways that I can be more involved with helping and being part of the solution. And I also can't help but question like, do I want to raise my kids in a big city long term? And then that plays into, so I know a lot of those questions are up for a lot of people. And then that goes into the question of like, how flexible are you with your business, right? Like, one of my dear friends, who a lot of you know, runs a huge online business, and you know, she can literally go anywhere. She can go anywhere she wants, and they just bought a house on the other side of the country, and they're going to be moving that direction. We are a bit more, you know, Kenny sells real estate in Los Angeles. So I think more than ever, he's finding that he is a bit more mobile and he can work from home. He has been working from home. He does have to go and see properties every once in a while, but you know, he's always worked in an office in Beverly Hills, and now he's working at home pretty much full time. You know, my business, it was online when I started 3 years ago. Then over the last, you know, in the last year, we were really shifting to the in-person events and being, not going to say brick and mortar, but like being a lot more in person. And through these last 4 months through COVID, I've have been, and I'm going to continue transitioning my business fully online. And when the time opens up that we can all gather again and do a retreat, and ideally a live event, which is what we were planning for June, you know, we will do that. But I definitely don't have to be in a certain area. So just a lot to think about, a lot to think about. And so here's what I want to share with you. And this really is my process through any decision, whether they're big decisions or small decisions, whether they're, what am I going to do next in my business? What am I going to, you know, what is next for me in my life? My there's a lot up right now for so many of us, which feels extra layered, but I want to just give you these steps so that it's easy, it's much easier to kind of break it down and then to zoom out. Like, look at it from a higher level, like just a much higher vision. And it's so easy to kind of get caught in like the day-to-day and the to-dos and just keeping like the house going, you know, on an everyday basis. But if you can kind of zoom out and look big picture and think like, okay, given all the information that I have, given what's happening in my community, given it's giving happen in my state, or if you're in, you know, a different country, like what's happening right now collectively, what would be my ideal scene? Like, what would be, kind of get out of the how are you going to make it happen right now and really breathe into what would feel like most supportive to me or my family. I have a client of mine, you know, she's single. She was in her condo for the first 2 months of COVID and was really struggling. She's super social. She's like, you know what? I'm going to move. I'm going to like take a trip and rent a house up in the woods. And originally she was like, I don't know financially. And it's like, she just got so clear that she wanted just to be in the forest for a month to work on some writing and to do some other projects. And it was like food for her soul. And she ended up staying there for a little bit longer and just felt so nourished. And her energy has just completely shifted when she made that decision. And financially, it was not a huge deal based on what she found. And so I think it can be really easy to kind of get locked up during these times and feel like, I just have to kind of stay hunkered down and stay in our house and, you know, keep safe and keep working. And I just want to give you like permission to kind of breathe and create some space in your bodies and then in your minds and then in your creative process. And, you know, by kind of looking at it from a bigger perspective and zooming out and going, what would feel really nourishing and what would feel really good? It doesn't mean that you're making that decision today. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, go and pull your kid out of school tomorrow or, you know, move into a different city like next week. But there's a lot of just like a really like beautiful and self-honoring process to zoom out and go, what's most important to us right now? What do we really need? How is that going to impact us financially? How is this going to impact us as a family? And I know so many of you are asking those questions. So zoom out, think through what it would look like in your ideal scene, given the information that you have now. Where would you live? What kind of space would you have in your home? What city would you potentially be in? What would you create for your kids, either from a homeschool perspective or, you know, some type of hybrid? Or would you ideally want them to go to school? Do you want them to be in, you know, in the mountains? Is it important for them to be next to an ocean? And you know, maybe none of that matters to you. Maybe being around family is the most important thing, so that you have extra help and support. It's like the biggest thing right now, right? Is like having those extra hands, whatever degree you can have that. And really take ownership of your decision-making process, meaning take radical responsibility for you being a mama bear, for you being an entrepreneur, for you creating your life and your family's life by design. And it's like, I'm okay with the fact that all of this is kind of taking up so much space, because I'm like, I feel like I'm in like full mama bear mode. Like I'm just like, you know, things are up. Things are happening. Things are shifting. I am just so committed to staying focused, to staying positive, to creating this life, to creating our family unit in a way that is just truly like ideal for my kids. And yes, ideal for Kenny and I too, because when we are thriving, like the kids are thriving. And like how do we make that? It's like, I know for me, it's like homeschooling my child all day long, just me and him, we are not going to be thriving. Like that does not feel like an ideal scene to me at all. And I'm so like in this conversation with myself and being so proactive about it, because I'm like, I know that I won't thrive and therefore he won't thrive, if that's kind of how this transpires over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So just lots of permission for you to dream, for you to not even dream, for you just to like really design this in a way to the best of your ability with the current resources and space that you have right now, what works for you, your kids, your partner, your family, whatever it may be. And to really own that, because no one is going to be telling us from the outside what's best for us, what works for us. And we just got to really, do that from the inside out. So sending you love. I know this is this can be a stressful time. There's a lot of uncertainty, and know that I am championing you. And I also know that you have the capacity, to make these decisions and to really move forward in a very empowered way. Sending you my love. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you got something from that episode. And if you did, I would so appreciate you taking a screenshot and sharing that with your community, passing it along so that more people can get their ears on this podcast. I also wanted to let you know that the Ascension Mastermind is open for enrollment. This particular mastermind is for women that have already existing and established businesses. So you already have clients. You kind of have a foundation built, and you are looking to really ascend up. The definition of ascend is to move to a higher level or position. A lot of the women that join my masterminds are looking to hire, people to expand, to look at going from, you know, wherever they are financially to doubling that in their business. And by doing it in a way that really supports themselves holistically and their families in the process. I'm all about creating businesses and lives with flow and with the most ease possible, and really taking care of yourself in the process. So that is what the Ascension Mastermind is all about. Feel free to go to HeidiStevens.co/mastermind to get all that information. It is an application process. So fill out the application. You'll hear from either myself or one of my team members within 48 hours of filling that out. Sending you my love. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.